NZ On Air Music presents Long Player.
Hi, this is Eddie, aka Lontalius. I'm here talking about my new album, Someone Will Be There For You.
Hey, it's a really beautiful album, and how would you say this album is different from the rest of your records?
I think probably the main difference from this album and the others is that it's what kind of comes after the time I spent in LA, and sort of a concerted effort to strip things down and not be so ambitious is the wrong word, but not to overload the songs with ideas, which is something I love doing.
What did you learn from LA? Was there anything else that you learned that applied to this record?
I think the main thing I learned over there was just the importance of songs, and you can very easily overload songs or kind of make them cloudy and a bit muddy, that it's hard for people to actually connect with the song itself. Coming home and then kind of reevaluating how I was making music, it was like, well, I just need to make good songs and not mess them up, you know. That was my only goal.
What I found with this album was, you know, you're bringing the drums in at a particular time, but it's not the whole way through, and I think that makes it more, there's a more emphasis on where there's something more going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, I think especially with my music, which is very much feeling focused, you know, it's kind of, you don't want people to be crying the whole way through, you know. You want them to have a moment that makes them cry.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good way to look at it. So the first track that we're talking about is the first track on the album, and it's Faint. What's the story behind that one?
Faint, I think, is a song about, I mean, most of my songs are about love and relationships and that kind of thing. But I think this one's, well, there's a line, I'll find a record now to make sense of it all somehow. I really like that line because it's how I deal with my own emotions and heartbreak and whatever is through music. So this song is kind of about the different ways you feel love and emotions like that and how you deal with them. Yeah.
Oh, you know me, I'm a killer. I let feelings come and go. I said I'd let you in, but you figured I might be doing this all for show. And I'm surely not the first one, and I'm surely not the last, to be bringing the best ones right down with me and letting love fall through the cracks. But I knew you could be cruel, I knew you could be faint, and I knew all of us would lie bleeding in your wake. But I'll find a record now to make sense of it all somehow. I knew you could be faint. Taking our coats off at the door, and hoping you'd watch me, I brought you a present. I'd never done that before. And I'm surely not the first one, and I'm surely not the last, to come crawling out the wreckage, feeling sorry I ever asked. But I knew you could be cruel, I knew you could be faint, and I knew all of promise will I bleed in your wake. But I'll find a record now to make sense of it all somehow. I knew it could be perfect.
Someone Will Be There For You is it's a song it's probably the song I'm most proud of writing. Yeah, because it was this kind of few month period after I came back from LA where I was just like in my childhood bedroom playing my dad's acoustic guitar and just kind of trying to write songs again. And I really wanted to write a song that wasn't so like inward facing or introverted or whatever you would call it. I feel like it is my instinct to kind of write songs just that are kind of very insular and in my own little world. But I wanted to write a song that was a bit more open and can kind of transcend just past myself. So yeah, the idea was to kind of like, but I mean, as I say that, it's like, it always gets turned around and it's like, oh, I was very much writing to myself. It's a song about like, it's very about depression and feeling down and feeling stuck, just the idea that someone will be there for you or something or there's always a way out. I think I was reassuring myself.
It takes a lot to hide a weapon. It takes a lot to hold your hand up. It takes a mess to learn a lesson. It takes a breath to let the air out. But I was never quite sure. Spending even lying on the floor. Oh, I was never quite sure. It takes a lot to watch it happen. It takes a lot to find distraction. From all the noise and all the bad bits. All the boys and all the habits. But I was never quite sure. Monday morning lying on the floor. Oh, I was never quite sure.
Star Tone, it's a song, it's, well, the song is kind of about, I think, again, I'm kind of writing to myself about my time in LA and just the feeling that maybe it wasn't the right place for me. Yeah, I kind of had this demo that was like a minute and a half or something, and I didn't know what to do with the second verse, which is a very classic Lontarius thing. That seems to be how I write music, is write one verse and then leave it alone. But I was talking to my friend Quiet Luke in New York, and I just sent it to him, and he came back with this really nice thing, which I'm really happy about it, because I mean this is the first like proper feature on a Lontarius album, and it makes a lot of sense, because that really is like more our kind of crowd of internet bedroom artists. I don't think I'd really ever engaged with it properly on an album. But yeah, Quiet Luke is someone who I've known for a long time and have talked to and have never met in real life. But it, yeah, it feels really good to have him on the record.
All the nights I spent alone, humming a sweet tune to the dial tone, and telling secrets to a boy I'd met. I knew he'd read them, I knew he'd die for it. Cause he knows what it's like. I just wanna hide sometimes. And though it's easier, it never feels right at the time. And you know where I'll be when it all rubs off on me. It wasn't the same when you left, and it's killing you now, I bet. I sometimes think Los Angeles wasn't made for you, but I would hate it too if I could feel it. And I'm always on the run, always afraid of you. But you would hate it too if you could feel it. And something changed me, alright. What can you lose if you never came home again? It's been 7 years out here on my own, but it wakes me up. Wakes me up inside just to see the other side. I can see it in your eyes that you can't help it neither. We've known it for a while, so I knew it'd be right, but it turned into the ride of my life. Now we're free falling. So what could we lose? I sometimes think Los Angeles wasn't made for you, but I would hate it too if I could feel it. And I'm always on the run, always afraid of you, but you would hate it too if you could feel it. And something changed me, alright.
The song Carousel is another sad facing song. It's kind of about the kind of feeling at the end of a party or a dance or whatever. When everyone is kind of paired up and maybe your crush isn't, and you know, everyone knows that feeling. But I really like this song because I really wanted to like capture that kind of innocent crushing feeling or you know, just that kind of initial attraction to someone. At least I have a tendency to make that feel very like melancholic. I was really keen to capture that energy and yeah, I really like how this song is super bare bones. I think it's the most minimal on the record.
Take it off me, but softly, and warm me with care. I found everything so unfair. And if I'd met you when we were riding carousels, a whisper, it would follow me and lead me there. But I am losing my focus. I can't face it. I hope this won't last till the morning air. And I am usually like this. I can promise the darkness. I can promise the cold wind, the chill. But everybody's left with someone else, and holding on to you meant something else. Boy, you've got me anchored to yourself. Everybody's left with someone else. Everybody's left with someone else. Everybody's left with someone else. Oh, don't you know me? I'm lonely and I'm barely there. I found everything so unfair. I'll stay here for a while and say this. I'd find everything so painless just to see you smile and take my hand out there. And I am losing my focus. I can't face it. This won't last till morning air. And I am usually like this. I can promise the darkness. I can promise the cold wind. Left with someone else, and holding on to you meant something else. Boy, you've got me anchored to yourself. Everybody's left with someone.
Yeah, this song, I walked right into it, is, I would say this is maybe one of the more indulgent songs on the record. I kind of allowed myself towards the end. I feel like if you made it this far, maybe you do want to be in my world for a little bit, and I kind of had a bit more fun with the production. But this one, I think I actually wrote this at the start of the big lockdown, when I was just kind of feeling, you know, as everyone was feeling, just kind of a bit lost and heartbroken and just a bit confused about the world. But I really wanted, especially because the rest of the album is pretty pared back, I really wanted there to be some kind of sonic moments that you do get to exist in and kind of lose yourself in. which is why the song kind of tails off towards the end.
Don't you wanna go to New York? Don't you wanna stay with me? Don't you wanna feel for something more? Couldn't get out, but I'm out now. Oh, I couldn't get out, but I'm out now.
That was Long Player. Thanks, NZ On Air Music.